Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2019, we've been welcoming guests onto Cultaholic Island. Guests who have been choosing three of their favourite wrestling matches. Now it is time for a return trip. I'm Tom Campbell, and this is Desert Island Graps Revisited.
This is the first time these two men are meeting for the World Wrestling Federation Intercontinental title. Champion Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah!
His opponent, a former IC champion himself, number one contender, Bret the Hitman Hart. You know, gentlemen, we have arrived.
We have arrived. You know, I gotta say, first of all, man, I gotta tell you how much I love your family. I gotta tell you how much I love your mom. I know this guy since he's been knee-high to a grasshopper. I remember when they were changing your potty pants. I remember even when, of course, you weren't potty trained till he was seven, but everybody's got their problem. Remember tying bows in our shoes when we were kids? You know, of course, your shoes were always tied together. Doesn't matter to me, because I remember when Mrs. Hart used to come down, man, she used to make them sandwiches, man, throw on that bologna, of course, only one piece of bologna, but that don't matter, I was hungry, then she'd come up and she'd go to her little, what
keep
is this?
Hands to yourself.
Oh, keep my, oh, this is nice, huh? Here I am having a little fun trying to make you at ease, gonna have a nice con to keep them to yourself, have a nice contest, and here you want to be a hero all of a sudden, huh? You want to be a hot shot all of a sudden. You want your belt all of a sudden. Is that the idea, huh?
Look, all I care about is one thing. I want to win back the Intercontinental belt. You got it. I'm gonna take it.
Keep your hands to yourself. Let me help you out a little bit, buddy.
We can
settle
right
our. Oh yeah, you damn betcha we can. Why do it here when I can have a million people watch me rip your head off?
Would have had you.
No, you wouldn't have.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Bret Hart on
bye-bye.
His way to the ring.
Bye-bye.
This should be a classic, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think so.
Roddy Piper defending
not
against
today.
The challenger. Let's get back to ringside.
She be mine.
We welcome back to Cultaholic Island, one of the early guests of Desert Island Graps. He's back to watch a match that means something special to him. It's only Gregory Iron. Greg, how you doing?
It's just me. I'm doing okay. It's good to see you. We were talking a little bit before we started recording, and it's been too long, so I'm happy to be back again to have this conversation with you, Tom.
The last time I saw you, you were getting powerbombed in your undercrackers.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Interview end.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard times. Life is never easy, both in and out of the ring for me. It's just the way it is.
The whole GCW Collective week was a very cathartic experience, I think, for everybody. Did you have an amazing week?
I did. It felt like, for the first time in a year, like real sense of normalcy almost. I mean, obviously there was still social distancing and masks, but there was a lot more people than usual because it was outside. And I don't know, GCW always puts on great shows, and I don't know, obviously, there was a lot of embarrassment for me on multiple days of those shows, but I'm all about the embarrassment. I'm okay with looking like the idiot at all times. You know, I lost to Effie, and he pulled my pants down, and then I had to wear a thong with a lizard or a dragon on the front of it the next day, and then I got beat up again at the Big Gay Brunch while wearing that outfit, and I don't know. That's normalcy for me. So I'm happy to be back to that that state. It's nice.
What's coming up for you over the next couple of weeks? This is going out on Thursday, the 29th of April. So is the calendar starting to fill up again?
It is, actually. Let me pull it up here. I'm trying to see. Well, I have a local show in Ohio on the 8th, which is not normal. Like, even though I'm from Cleveland, I'm very rarely wrestling in Ohio because there's not a lot of good shows. So I have a show like 3 hours for me on May 8th. And then the 14th and 15th, I have a couple conventions in Indianapolis. And then the following week, I'll be in New Jersey for H2O. That's Matt Tremont's promotion. And so, like, this might be the fullest my calendar has been in a while. I mean, that's just, I have a secret show on Friday, the 21st, that I'm not going to talk about, but that's like four shows, maybe another show that's going to pop up. I'll learn about in a few days. So it's nice to have those weekends full again.
Amazing. So what have you done over the last 12 months? Because some people are still in this situation where they are still shut down and can't really go anywhere. What's kept you sane?
You know, podcasting has been one of those things that has just really been therapeutic for me in a lot of ways. And I mean, lifting too, that's always been a part of my life. So just kind of trying to figure out new exercises and ways to stay in shape, especially when the gyms closed down for a little bit here. But I got to say, the podcast, Iron On Wrestling, which I drop every Wednesday on iTunes and all other major podcasting platforms, and just being able to, when I'm not going to shows, still connect with my friends, old friends that I haven't talked to in a while, new friends, learn a little bit more about their stories, and just, you know, bantering with my co-host Aaron Bauer on the podcast as well, just being able to share wrestling stories and life stories. And I guess on a deeper level, just the stories that we don't get to hear about with my friends in the wrestling business, or the guys that I'm just getting to know, the younger guys, it's inspiring to kind of peel back the layers a little bit and learn new things about people, and being able to share those stories with the entire world. I mean, the podcast keeps growing. I've gotten positive feedback about it. And it's just, I don't know, it's kept me going, especially the community that we've grown on Patreon. It's like, you know, I didn't even think that could be a thing, but, and it's nice to make the extra money on Patreon, but I think more importantly, there are these fans that not only are super supportive, but like, I don't even want to call them fans anymore. They're like friends, they're like my family. So just being able to interact with them, like the 60 some members that are on Patreon, it's been really cool to get to know them better and just talk what I love more than anything in the world, pro wrestling. So that keeps me sane.
That's how we like to hear. And it's easy when everything's shut down. You do. And when you aren't going to wrestling shows, it is an excuse, if anything, the podcast, to keep up with friends.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like just later today, I'm going to be talking to Brian Pillman Jr. And, you know, originally we were supposed to meet up in Cincinnati and talk months ago before the pandemic started, because I just, obviously I love his father and I love his story. And I've had the chance to work with him I was like one of his first 30 matches, and being a couple Ohio boys and coming from very bad home lives growing up, it's something that we sort of relate with each other on. So I'm excited to talk with him and catch up with him. And just, yeah, you make a good point, man. Just being able to banter with my friends and just talk, it's, I don't know, it's kept me going and it keeps pushing me forward. But I can't wait till I can actually sit with these people face to face and talk to them once again.
Well, we found an excuse to banter today. We're going to be watching one of your three matches that you chose when you were on Desert Island Graps. And we are going back to WrestleMania for one that has been chosen quite a few times, but with yourself. I wanted to sit down with yourself in particular and watch this one. It's Bret the Hitman Hart versus Rowdy Roddy Piper, the Intercontinental Championship on the line. Why did you pick this match?
I mean, it was one of those matches that I always watched as a kid. And I guess I didn't realize at the time what compelled me about it, but looking back, Bret Hart and Roddy Piper, two of the more larger than life characters at the time. And Bret was always a great technical wrestler. And it's funny because even though I was always compelled by Roddy as a kid, more so than Bret personality wise, I didn't find myself going back to watch a lot of his matches, but I would always go back and watch this match. And when you start to learn and understand wrestling a little more, I guess I got a sense that it was because I think it's Roddy's best match ever. It was more technical than any other match you would see from Roddy. He was more of a brawler, and he definitely really emphasized character more than wrestling, which is not a bad thing. I mean, there, Roddy went on to be one of the more iconic wrestlers of all time. But I would always go back to that WrestleMania 8 match just because I guess subconsciously I always appreciated the ring general that Brett was. I mean, when you look back at some of those matches in early 90s WWF, some of my favorite matches are because of Brett or because Brett was in them, like, you know, Brett and Mr. Perfect from SummerSlam 91 or him and Roddy or his series of matches with Diesel, you know, his three or four matches that he had on pay-per-view. Like, I can't go back and really say that I enjoyed any Diesel matches. No offense to Kevin Nash. I mean, again, always compelled by the character, but Brett brought something different out of Diesel. He brought something different out of those people. And I think he did that for Roddy. And, you know, we're about to watch it, and it's a spoiler, but I mean, it happened in 1992. Roddy loses, and Roddy didn't lose a lot in his career. You know, he had a problem with jobbing, but he had so much respect for Brett that he did the favors for him. So I think when you combine all that, I love the match more now than I ever did.
What I appreciate is that your newest arch rival, Effie, has been on Desert Island Graps Revisited, and he also picked a Roddy Piper match. So I like the fact that you've both organically have Roddy Piper matches to watch. He picked a slightly different one. He picked the Hollywood Backlot Brawl versus Goldust.
Somehow I feel like I knew that he would pick that.
On brand, yeah. Isn't it? It's on brand, that.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
But we are back in the world of Roddy Piper for this one. We're going to screen share now. If I press that and that as if by magic, you should see the match on the screen now. Can you see that okay?
Yes.
Gregory, right now, normally I would say scrub ahead to the match, but I think one of the more memorable parts of this particular match is the promo before.
Yes, I watched the promo so many times as a kid, just because it's so good. Also, before we get started, I want to point out that I'm very jealous and mad that you're able to pull up the WWE Network, because I can't do that anymore, and I effing hate Peacock, and I miss this so much. I don't know technology very well, but I want to find a way to be able to like pull up your guys's WWE Network, just because I don't want to deal with Peacock anymore. I hate it so much.
If only there was a way that you could do it. Unconnected, this podcast is brought to you by NordVPN. Download now and watch the telly anywhere. And back to the show. Anyway, what was that? I don't know. If anybody in the UK kind of gives you the whole ha 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 thing, we have to pipe down, because I know for a fact WWE are eyeing up BT Sports to do something similar. So their first chance they get, they'll palm this off onto a British provider, as they have with Peacock. Oh yeah. So I'm enjoying it while it's here. I don't know. I doubt we'll have it by the end of the year. I've got no insider intel on that. That's my opinion. I think it would be weird for WWE to have this great deal in their major market and just have this network sort of floating, almost dying on the vine on other markets. So they'll palm this off as quick as they can.
I'm sure. I won't argue with that.
But for those who have the network or Peacock or something similar, I'm going to ask you to go to the promo just before the Piper versus Hart match. It is 37 minutes and 21 seconds in to WWF WrestleMania 8. I will give you a second to do that right now.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
welcome back. You should be looking at The Undertaker looking fabulous. If you're on the right bit, he looks like he's had a lovely day fighting Jake Roberts, who's also had a lovely day.
Yeah.
Gregory Iron, are we ready to go back in time?
I believe we are, sir.
Amazing stuff. On go, we'll all press play and watch the promo, followed by the match, Roddy Piper versus Bret the Hitman Hart. 3, 2, 1, go.
Mania first.
The legend between them, by the way, Mean Gene Okerlund, who just... For the World Wrestling Federation. Perfect.
Yeah, I miss Mean Gene, man. I love that Piper shirt that he's wearing, too.
It's so good.
It's from the UK Rampage Tour.
Is it really?
Yeah, I ended up finding it for a good price a couple years back for like maybe $50, which is a rarity in these days with vintage shirts.
That's nice, that.
I know you. I know this guy since he's been knee high to a grasshopper.
Everything about this is just Bret just absorbing Piper going a million miles an hour.
Yep.
Everybody's got their problem.
It's the bit he does with the sandwiches in a minute that I always remember.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. Yeah, the bologna.
He's making the sandwiches.
Oh, only one piece of bologna, but that's okay.
Mrs. Hart used to come down
there we go.
She used to make them sandwiches, throw on that bologna. Of course, only one piece of bologna, but that don't matter.
How weird is it that we both, that bit we remember so well?
Because I don't know. It's just something about the delivery in Piper, man.
Here I am having a little fun trying to make you at ease, going to have a nice con to keep him to yourself, have a nice contest, and here you want to be a hero all of a sudden, huh? You want to be a hot shot all of a sudden. You want your belt all of a sudden. Is that the idea?
The IC title suits Roddy Piper.
Is one thing.
Oh, yeah.
You want to win back the Intercontinental belt? You got it. I'm going to take it. That's you right. Keep your hands to yourself. Let me help you out a little bit, buddy. We can settle our game. Oh, yeah, you damn betcha we can. Why do it here when I can have a million people watch me rip your head off?
Would have had you. No, you wouldn't have.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yep. And you know what? That was a great thing leading up to this match, too, is that I would have had you thing, because they did that at least another time leading up to the show. And they did the sit down interview on the stage where Gene used to conduct the interviews on like Superstars. All that stuff is very fresh in my mind still. And I don't know, that build up really helped this match. And again, one of those rare babyface scenarios. I think that's, I don't know, Bret was always good at making those babyface matches work.
Yeah, absolutely. And he made them work in the ring. In terms of promo, I mean, I know some Bret Hart fans get angry at me for this. He wasn't the strongest.
No, but not the strongest, but he made up for
it. He didn't need to be for that. Like Roddy right. Piper, he's Bret Hart said exactly the right amount he needed to say.
Yep, 100%. He just
let Piper just almost hang himself with his words.
Yeah.
Just quietly nodded along. The moment he laid his hand on him, swats him away.
Yeah.
Away you go.
Perfect. I've had the opportunity to be on a couple shows with Bret, and Bret's always been nothing but kind to me. In fact, I got to lead a couple Make-A-Wish kids around the event that I was on. I think it was in Indiana maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And one of the guys that I got to introduce these kids to was Bret. And we sat with Bret for like 10 minutes. And even though he was signing stuff for the Make-A-Wish kids, I knew he was going to be there. So I just happened to bring a WCW cereal box with me. And I go, oh, yeah, nice. Sign this too. And then I had those posters from 91 where he's standing like by the mountains with the shades on and the light blue jeans. And I was like, oh yeah, can you sign this too? And he told me the story about how they wanted him to take the photos without the shades on, but the night before he had been drinking all night with Kurt Hennig, and he just looked really hungover, and so he did not want to go without the shades. And I found that to be a very interesting story. But why would you want him to take the photos? That's the poster right there, actually. That's the exact poster. Like, why? But why would you want him not to wear the shades? That's kind of his signature at this point.
It seems it makes sense to do it that way. I have to ask though, because you've mentioned the UK Rampage T-shirt, you've mentioned the WCW cereal box, and you've mentioned an obscure Bret Hart T-shirt. What is the most obscure bit of wrestling merch you've got?
Oh, boy. I would have to say the one that I still have is... So, you know when Hogan left the WWF in 93, King of the Ring was technically his last match on TV. Mm-hmm. He did a series of matches with Yokozuna overseas. And maybe 10 years ago, I found a giant banner, sort of like a weird thick paper banner, maybe about, I'd have to say about 4 feet long, 3 feet wide, that they hung in the streets in France or Germany, like hyping the Hulkamania tour in August of 1993. So I think that's like near and dear to my heart, because it's like, I don't know, everybody in America thinks like it ended in June of 93, but Hogan still wrestled overseas. And that banner I found for $20. So I'm sure it's worth a lot more now.
That's incredible. What a find. Would you ever part with it though?
Maybe for the right price. I mean, I had a giant Hulk Hogan Zeus No Holds Barred banner that was used for a Texas movie premiere, or it was going to be used, but it was never hung. And it was like really big, like 8 feet long, 3 feet high. And I ended up selling it to Brian Zane when I posted a picture of it from Wrestling with Regret. And he gave me the right price. So I was like, once he gave me the right price, I was like, damn, I really don't want to part with this actually.
Oh,
but
no.
It's like, whatever. So I sold it to him. So now it hangs on his ceiling. So.
But I'm sure if you asked him, he'd still show you it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I know it's in a good home.
Okay, yeah. It's being looked after.
Yeah.
It's funny because you mentioned the UK Rampage t-shirt. I know it's. Honest to goodness, it's never occurred to me that that was the t-shirt that he was wearing. It was promoting the UK tour. And I'm having a little moment because I realize I think my mom and dad bought me tickets to my first WWF show, and it was the UK Rampage tour.
Really? So was it was the 91 or 92?
I think it was 91. I think it was in Birmingham.
Okay.
I think it was, but I'll have to ring my mom later and double check.
Yeah.
But that's
I have to look at the back of it because I don't know if that was if that shirt, I guess it would make more sense. I don't know if that was a early 92 Rampage shirt that he was wearing, or that's like the end of 91. I'm not positive on that.
Well, I'll double check later with my parents and we'll see what they said. But meanwhile, this is a great start to the match because they started wrestling and it was all going well until Piper out wrestled Roddy, and now Roddy is.
And I literally steal the idea of this opening sequence for babyface matches more often than I would like to admit, just because I like the idea of like somebody psychology wise, even though you got two babies, someone has to be the aggressor. And that aggressor we find out in this match ends up being Roddy.
One of them has to go. And it was, I think if one of them was going to go, it was always going to be Roddy that would sort of crank up the heelness a little bit more on
100%. Because I mean, this is the Roddy I grew up with, but you know, most people from the 80s know him as that dastardly heel. I mean, he was one of the guys, he was the bad guy that helped the WWF grow, you know, in its infancy during the Rock and Wrestling Connection.
And it was weird that the Intercontinental Championship, outside of that tag title reign, he had Ric Flair randomly in the noughties.
Yeah.
Like the only championships he had in the company. Like you always assume that he was somebody that would have had a couple of reigns of something to his belt, and he never did. He was one of those guys that didn't need to be a champion.
No, absolutely not. And you know what? Fun fact for you. I was actually supposed to work with Roddy in 2015. That was one of the ideas at a show in Cleveland, and I was going to do Piper's Pit with him. And I really wanted that to happen because I'd heard nothing but good things about Piper on shows. And for whatever reason, I guess his price was too high, and I ended up working with Vader, which was just as cool and ridiculous. But then, you know, Roddy passed a couple months later, so it was kind of it was really unfortunate because I never got the chance to do a show with him or meet him. And you know, RJ City, who's a good friend of mine, tells me nothing but good things about working with Piper on movies. And it's just unfortunate that he's gone, man. It's hard to believe he's gone.
Yeah, you do pinch yourself sometimes and think he's no longer with us. He's one of those that went, you know, somebody that would have been no doubt involved in an episode of Raw in the Thunderdome and had some fun with that and all that, had he still been with us. But still had a lot to give. And what a shame. What would you have done? Do you have any ideas? Did you sort of play that in your head, like what you'd have done with Piper on the show?
Yeah, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And in retrospect, I'm glad that it didn't happen because, you know, pretty controversial. But literally for no reason, other than to pop him, different than his situation with Bad News Brown. I was just going to paint myself half black and come to the ring and go face to face with him. Obviously now that's not even a thing that's on Peacock anymore.
No.
And also, you know, Roddy for years has tried to claim that it wasn't a race thing. It was like, I don't know. He tried to put some deeper meaning spin on it. But if you go back and watch some of the promos leading up to the match with Bad News, I mean, at one point, I'm pretty positive on an episode of Superstars, he puts up a fist and says black power. So like, I think it was just a black white thing, Roddy. Like, I know you're trying to put a spin on it, but you know, a little controversial.
It feels even weird to say, but it was of a time. And when you look back, you go, it was. And then the legend of the prank that was played on him afterwards, where the fluid to remove the black paint had been hidden.
Yep.
So he had to go through the airport dressed like that.
Yep. Love it.
Now, we've seen Bret Hart do a little sneaky just before this. He feigns an injury.
Uh-huh.
And then catches him in a roll-up. So that's why Bret Hart is suddenly untrustworthy, because Bret knows he's kind of opened Pandora's box a bit now, and he's wary that if he's going to muck about... There you go.
Yep. But it's so perfect because and I'm sure you know the backstory, Tom. Right there is where Bret's going to blade. And it's so well done, he was able to get away with it during the no bleeding policy with Vince. And then later on in the card, Ric Flair blatantly blades on camera and gets punished for it, which is hilarious.
Yeah, because Bret Hart said, "Well, I didn't plan to bleed. It was just, it was hard way."
Yep.
And Vince went, "All right, I'll let you off."
But like the spot was perfect though. Just, your shoe's untied, Bret, and Bret bends over and then he kicks him in the face. You know, like it's so good.
Do you think this match would have lost any impact had there been no blood?
A little bit. I think so. Like I often talk about this. Like that's why I'm still one for blood in wrestling if used correctly. You know, like you look back at a match like this, or we might have talked about it, Tom, because I talk about this all the time. But you know, you look back at Bret and Stone Cold from WrestleMania.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
And you take away that blood, and while it's still a great match and still tells roughly the same story, there's an element that is lost, and like that blood, that visual, creates a element of realism that, you know, it helps suspend disbelief. And I think that really added to the aura of this match for me as a kid is, you know, because Bret's in this prone position and Piper is being more aggressive than he usually was at the time. And then, you know, as we find out at the end here, he's left with this moral dilemma. He's looking at his bloodied, beaten up friend and wonders what he's going to do. Is it going to be what the hell, use the bell? We don't know. You know, it's
and at this point, you're kind of expecting him to as well. Like, he's ramped it up to that point where you go, he probably will hit him with the belt, and he probably will retain the title with the belt.
Yeah, and you know, that's another thing about Bret that was always great is while he was this technical wizard, he knew where to implement blood where it mattered. Like, you look back at this match with Piper and the match with Bret, and the match that people don't talk about usually with the British Bulldog from In Your House in December of 95. Like, the use of blood was like so important in those matches, and he didn't overuse it. It was just Bret's the man.
He just knows there's an instinct for wrestling that you can't teach, that
right.
Bret just has
100%.
But like, you talk about like this, we talked about the Austin Hart thing, I believe, on our Desert Island Graps, we talked about it. And it's that whole thing of that image of Austin leaning back, pain etched on his face. It loses something when there isn't that claret at the front of it.
Well, and I think that's what's harmed Hell in a Cell, like, over the last few years. Not only the fact that they just do a Hell in a Cell match for no reason on a pay-per-view named Hell in a Cell, like, Hell in a Cell used to be the be-all, end-all. And when it went to Hell in a Cell, you knew like that was like the culmination of real rivalry. And when they put guys in the cell for no reason, and or even if they do give them a good build to it, with no blood, Hell in a Cell loses a little bit of that aura, you know? Again, the blood just amps things up. I don't know. Mm.
There's a lot of matches that have lost that because they become sort of calendar moments in the year where you go, well, we're having a rivalry, but it's around Hell in a Cell time. So
Yeah.
Like, into the cell we go, even though it doesn't necessarily need it.
And yeah.
It's a shame. And like you think like the Brett Piper thing, had this feud been going along with the same energy that it has now in wrestling,
yeah,
we'd be looking at a Brett Piper Extreme Rules match next month. And right. It doesn't need it. This is a one and done.
Yeah. I mean, this match didn't have like a super long build either when you really think about it. I mean, Piper randomly gets the belt at the Royal Rumble. And, you know, within a matter of weeks, here we are at WrestleMania. And again, baby, that's not an easy rivalry to play out. But I think Brett and Piper did it perfect.
I think in that one promo, I think that was all they had. I think they announced the match. I think they had that one promo beforehand.
Yep.
And it told the and that was the whole story that you told. And
right.
Amazing story, though, because they've known each other forever and you immediately get that from it. And so here, like this, and it's great because the crowd there. One thing I miss, Gregor, when I watch these older shows, see if people, no one's holding phones up.
Yeah.
They're all just in the moment. They're all just watching and embracing the moment.
Yeah. Got to appreciate the moment and be able to get caught up in it. I do miss that.
And we haven't mentioned it, but like Gorilla and Bobby on commentary, a bit understated here, but
so good,
still so, excellent.
Yeah, man. Well, that's like I kind of mentioned the commentary towards the end of this match when he has the bell and Bobby says, "What the hell? Use the bell!" You know, the like that's. Just stands out in my mind.
What the hell? Use the bell.
Yep.
Bob, it was there was a line in the Rumble 92. I think you know the one I'm going to say. Ah, oh, there's the bump. There's down goes the ref.
Yep.
All kicking off from here. Mm-hmm. Where Piper was helping Flair. And Heenan was there going, "Oh, it's a kilt. You wear a kilt. It's always been a kilt." And yeah. As soon as Piper starts battering Flair, "It's not a kilt. It's a skirt. Always been a skirt." Just
yeah.
Excellent, Bobby.
Man, meeting Bobby a couple years before he passed was one of the best moments of my life. And he couldn't have been a sweeter man to me. And, you know, I just made sure to go out of my way to tell him what an inspiration he was. And I don't know, he let me put his cane against his head and take a picture like a true. So I look like a true heel. And I don't know, man, Bobby was a good dude. I'm very fortunate that I got a chance to interact with him before he passed.
And here's the moment. What the hell? Use the bell.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, it's great. You watch the cogs turning on Piper.
Yeah.
You watch the cogs turning.
He's really thinking about what he's going to do.
I like it. And Brett is just great at just being, "I'm done." Crowd are into it.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
I love it.
There he is. Use it. What the hell? Use the bell.
The old saying that, you know, has been said for generations, of course.
Big pop for Piper as he throws it down as well. Big pop.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a decision like that today would get him booed.
Yeah, it really would. Classic Brett finish.
Love it. Same finish he did with Austin at Survivor Series 96.
And like you say, as you said at the beginning, a rare clean loss for Piper.
Name another time in the WWF that Piper lost clean. I don't know if I can.
Honestly,
I don't
can't.
Think, I don't think I can either. Like, I don't think I can think of one time that he lost cleanly other than this match.
Hogan?
No, they never did. They never did a clean finish.
Jeez. I mean, anybody else like that nowadays, people would get onto, I believe. Like,
mm-hmm.
But with Piper, you accept it. You're fine with it.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. And the crowd were into it the whole time.
Right. I got chills just watching it, man. It's great.
See, that's what's great about doing this series is that I think after a year of not wrestling, it's nice to sit with people and remind them just what wrestling makes you feel.
Yeah.
And just this here with Piper helping with the belt and just...
Uh-huh.
So Brett got chewed out moments later, but then he explained, "Oh, no, I was... That wasn't planned. The blood wasn't right.
planned. Yep. Well, because like, again, like you don't notice him blading when you look at it at all.
No. It's incredibly subtle. And what a hell of a match.
So good. Can watch this over and over.
Roddy's hot dog in the grandstand. No, we'll let him off. We'll let him off. If Hogan did that, though, we'd be livid.
Right. 100%.
We'd be kicking off. We'd be kicking off. Hey, Greg, thanks for watching that with me. Honestly,
that was awesome. It was a treat. I hadn't watched in a long time. And actually, you know, you messaged me a few weeks ago to do this. And literally, I think earlier that day, I was like, you know, I want to watch WrestleMania 8 because I want to go back and watch Piper and Bret. And when you messaged me, you said, do you want to watch it? I said, you know what? I'll hold off for Tom.
Oh, mate. Oh, that I'm honored and or privileged in that order. In that order.
Yes.
Gregory Iron, where can people find you?
You can find me on social media, on Twitter at Gregory Iron or Instagram at Gregory_Iron. And you can message me there or via email at Gregory_Iron@yahoo.com for pro wrestling seminars and motivational speaking engagements, which I have not gotten to do a lot of because of the pandemic. And it makes me very sad because it's the one thing outside of wrestling that keeps me incredibly fulfilled, just interacting with kids of all ages and just being able to make them feel as though they are not alone. I like being that guy that I wish would have came to my school when I was a kid to sort of push them forward towards their dreams. So you can email me or DM me on those platforms. And of course, listen to the podcast every Wednesday, Iron on Wrestling with Gregory Iron. And we just dropped our 100th episode. Can't believe I've done 100 of those already. It's pretty crazy. And there's great guests in the archives, including Danhausen, Johnny Gargano, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Kimberly, Kurt Stallion, Effie, when we were friends, so many dudes that you can go back and listen to. And it's a good time. So I appreciate all of you taking the opportunity and time to listen to my podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.